12 years, grew up in the Detroit, Michigan area, served a couple of churches there, was in Minneapolis, Minnesota area for 11 years, Youngstown, Ohio, right between Cleveland and Pittsburgh for 11 years, and I've been here at Banner for 13, end of this month, actually. So I'm delighted to have you here. I was a piano performance major in college. Don't let that scare you, because what I learned in college is completely different than what I do now on the platform in a praise band. So I'm going to make the assumption that some of you probably are classically trained, and it's like, I have no idea how to transition. That's good. I am not a genius. I've had to do it the hard way. Sit down, learn this, been to lots of seminars. I love talking about this stuff, love talking about transition. So I'm making the assumption as a workshop leader that you have questions like, I want to ask this guy, whoever he is, this question. So if you could write that down, I'm going to do my best to answer that question. That also helps me to remember for the next time. I've taught this class a number of times. I've readjusted this class a little bit so that we're talking more about transitions and not some other things that I do. Let me just start with prayer and ask God to just guide our discussion today. Thanks, God, for each one that's here. Thank you for the opportunity of being your children. Thank you for the joy of music, which lifts our heart to you, helps us to connect with you in great ways, allows us to inspire and connect other people to you to help focus on Jesus. So this morning in our class time together, in a few minutes, Father, help me to use my time wisely. Help us to hear what we need to hear from you so that we might be more effective leaders and players in the churches that you have given to us. Thanks for the opportunity of sharing together. Might you be honored and glorified in all things in your name. Amen. Okay. I can't read all your name tags because I can't read that far, okay? So, but that's fine. So, you have names. I'm going to go like, hey, you. I'm going to try Lorraine. Lorena. So I can hear your name. Heidi. Kristen. Erica. Becky. I love it, like, girls wear the sweatshirts, like, it's like, what's your name? It's like, oh, sweatshirt. Hey, great. Tyler.
Lily.
See, and I can't see your name today, but now, so I'm going to have to remember. Ebony, I think I maybe have met you before, but.
Jacintha.
Mm-hmm. Great. And.
Liz,
good.
Claire.
Okay, Claire.
Coming Amber.
Mark.
Keen.
Kirsha. Okay, good. Sorry, not to remember your names, but I want to at least say hi. So hi to everybody, and I'm not trying to insult anybody on this. Do you have your questions already written down? Just sort of shoot them up here and shoot them up to Tyler, and we can grab them. Okay, good. We're going to answer this one. So good, that helps. I just want to make sure I've prepared a lot of stuff. But if I can talk a lot about this stuff, so it's like, well, that's not what I came here to learn. That's not what I'm... So I want to tailor this to what... At least to have some of your questions. Okay, good. That's good. I like this one. I like the word ridiculous. It's good. Chords that look ridiculous. I'm going to help you understand chords that look ridiculous. Like, what in the world do they mean by that? In other words, what's a good transition between songs that aren't in the same key? We're going to talk about that too. It's good. That's helpful. Can you talk about what to play during prayer scripture? Yes, absolutely. I'm talking. Yes. Good. I'm not trying to embarrass people when you're giving questions. I'll just make sure what's the best transition when modulating down. Okay, great. I can help you with that. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Introing song. An introing song, if no intro, do you use verse, chorus? Help me understand that question. When introing, like verbally introducing, or...
Like when you're playing a song, it doesn't have, like we use a lot of chord sheets, but if it doesn't have an intro to start out with, you usually use more of the verses or the chorus.
Okay.
Intro.
Okay, that's good. Don't let me forget that question. All right? That's excellent. Thank you for the questions. You can shoot them up here. Let me just give you a basis for what Ryan was talking this morning. It's like, why do we do what we do? So, did you all get a set of notes? Are there any leftover notes? Well, that's fine. That's good. I just want to make sure. We have two. Six,
do you have an
eight,
extra one? We'll take another one up here.
Oh, good, thank you. Yeah, because they were sharing. Are you part of the class or are you just hanging out back there?
She's hanging out.
Okay, that's fine.
That's good. You're talking.
Sorry, we don't serve lunch out there. We're just in here. Okay, come on. That's good. So what the biblical basis is, and I like to talk about this, just like where are we going, why are we doing? So the biblical basis is Psalm 33:3. Sing to the Lord a new song, play skillfully, shout for joy. When we talk about skillful, we're talking about musical practice over a long period of time. Say, Dan, you're really musical, you're really skillful. Yep, I've been sitting on the bench since I was 7 years old. I've spent thousands of hours sitting on a bench. No one is instantly talented like they can do everything. Maybe some prodigy geniuses, maybe. But that's probably not the majority of us. So skillful means we're going to practice. The dictionary says the ability coming from one's knowledge, practice, or aptitude to do something well. Competent excellence. Now, what might be excellent for you might be different than the person sitting next to you. What is your capacity? You have more capacity to learn. God's given you capacity. God's given you an interest. If you didn't have interest, you wouldn't be in this class today. So thank you for taking some of your valuable time on a Saturday morning to come and learn how to be more effective as a keyboard player. I love this verse in Psalm 78:2. It says, David shepherded them with integrity of heart. With skillful hands he led them. Led is talking about leadership and guidance and humility. Shepherding is talking about people skills. That's about loving and caring one another. That's what Ryan was talking about this morning and Tony. Integrity, that's the core of who we are. It means adherence to moral and ethical principles, of soundness of moral character and honesty. Honesty before God and others. So we can talk about the music stuff, but it all starts right here. It starts in our heart. Our start with our relationship with God and making sure that we have the right motives, we have the right attitudes, even as we're coming. And how do we help to lead people? You are a leader. I don't concern myself. No, you're a leader. You have influence. What you do in the band, in your family, at school, at work, you are an influencer. That's what a leader is. You are an influencer. So we want to influence people. We want to influence our band to play better together. We want to influence people for God and help them to worship. So the more that you develop your skill, that really is the best. And everything starts with the relationships. You know, love God, love others. The two big commandments that God said. So we trust Christ to lead us. I like this picture that one of my friends says. It's like, we're kind of like, you know, like there's a big Hallmark display. I know they have the Christmas ornaments out, but that's a whole other discussion. It's like, it's in July. Great. Merry Christmas in July. And great ornaments. So the Hallmark lights, you see something displayed, it's like, the light's focused on this beautiful piece of jewelry or on this ornament or whatever. It's like we're focusing on that. We're focusing on Christ. Christ is the light. We're focusing on him. We're just more, we're on the outside helping. That's what we're doing. We're helping to focus the light on Jesus. So that's just kind of a helpful picture for me in thinking, what am I doing and why am I doing it that way? It's not about demonstrating my skill, my talent, my abilities. It's focusing on what Christ, and using my abilities, and to work hard for Jesus. All right? So that talks about some of the biblical basis. Verbal comments, which was one of the things. Because we're going to talk about different kinds of transitions today. We'll talk about verbal transitions, about some scripture transitions, service planning, movement, and then some musical. So that's kind of where we're heading today. And we'll try to hit all these things. And we'll make sure we have time for questions at the end. Verbal comments. If you're going to make a verbal, how many of you are worship leaders or you're in at least a position on a Sunday morning that you have the opportunity to say something? Okay, more than half of you. All right, great. So when you do a verbal comment, when you're doing a verbal transition, 30 seconds to 2 minutes. We are not the preachers. There is a message that's coming. Pastors don't like that musicians preach. You can just ask them. They'll tell you straight out. Don't like it. Don't like it. That's what they do. So for us to try to wax eloquent about some type of scriptural background, it's good. We can share a scriptural background, tie in. We can share a background story. But this is not the time for us to preach. Now, if you want to clear that ahead of time with your pastor and say, hey, I'd like to talk about this. That's fine. Go at it. But typically, I don't really want to hear a worship pastor, a worship leader talk so much. It's like, get to the song. I want to sing. Okay? That's fine. Now, lead me there, guide me to the next thing, guide my mind, take me on a journey, but don't preach at me. You understand the difference?
No.
Okay, if you don't, too bad. All right, so Proverbs 16 says, the wise in heart are called discerning. Gracious words promote instruction. So we can be gracious in our instruction. We don't want to browbeat the congregation. Like, you're not singing. I remember a guy going, sing, sing louder. It's like, no, we are not cheerleaders. We are encouraging. We're encouraging people to sing. Yeah. I never know the people that I'm, whether I'm leading a small group or whether I'm leading a large congregation of a couple, 300, 400, whatever people. It's like, I don't know people's hearts. God does. I want to invite people into worship. I want to do that just as smoothly as possible musically. I want to welcome people, help them to feel. I like what Paul Balazs says when he leads. I just think of it as like a large living room. Hey, good to see you. Hey, great to see you over there, guys. Hey, nice to have you here this morning. You know, rather than, we're on the stage, we're performing. You know, you're not at AMT, you're not at the Fulton. It's different. But we're on a higher platform. But, I mean, the band this morning with Ebony and the guys and the gals, they did a great job of breaking it down, of reading scripture, but inviting us to participate. There wasn't a lot of talking. You didn't hear that. They did a great job modeling that. We're taking a short bridge, not a highway, right? You just want to get someone to the next thing. This is one thing that I did not do well when I first started ministry is I would just ramble. I'd get up there and just talk. My wife went, damn, too long. Write it out. She was right. So if I'm really going to be clear what I'm going to say, if I'm going to do 4 or 5 sentences, I'm going to write that out, type it out. I'm going to practice it. I'm going to practice it. I'm going to rewrite it. I'm going to practice it again. I want to make sure that it's me. So I want to make sure I'm comfortable going, what was I going to say with that? Maybe it's you writing 3 words down to remember, like I want to say this, this, and this. Write it out for clarity. If it's succinct, if it's clear, that's going to be much better than just rambling on about, well, I think I want to get to there. I like what Bob Coughlin says in his book. So comments can bring clarity, inspire faith, sharpen focus, establish rapport, and teach. If we don't think in advance about what we're going to say, we can sound aimless and confusing, and we almost always end up saying too much. Oftentimes, I've just felt awkward, like, I know I should say something, I didn't prepare well. Now I'm feeling awkward. Well, what does that make you feel as a person in the congregation? It's like, well, I just didn't do my job very well before God. It's like, I want God's words to come through. I want to make sure God's using me, but I better prepare what I'm going to say. I'm held accountable for what I say before God. So I want to make sure that that's clear for people. And you have people that have been there for 80 years in your congregation. They just love you to death. They're just sweet little old people. And you have people that are truck drivers coming and going, I don't believe in God at all. My wife drugged me here today. I don't even know why I'm here. So we have that whole range of people. You may have teenagers. You may have young kids. You may have senior citizens that can hardly hear very well. You just have this whole range of people, which is great. It's part of the body. But we just have to be aware of who we're talking about. So we want to make it succinct. We don't want to talk too fast. If we talk too fast, then we can't understand the words. Okay? So it's like, what did he say? Wow. My wife would say, Dan, talking too fast. Because my brain can think faster than what my lips can engage in sometimes. So we have to be careful about that. Using scripture to introduce a topic or a theme with a simple background is a great way of doing that. I like to often set up, typically for me at Manor Church, what I do is I'll say, hey, good morning, everybody. Great to have you here. My name's Dan. Love to have you, you know, engage your hearts in worship this morning with us. David said this in Psalm. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Let's stand together and sing about the goodness of God. Bang, stands in. All right? So, I've gone, welcome, trying to make it comfortable. I'm not trying to preach. I'm trying to start automatically with what God has to say, not what Dan has to say. It's like, hey, if I do scripture verse of praise, you can go anywhere. Lamentations, Isaiah, you don't have to take from the Psalms. But I often do because it's just great Psalm verses. And then I'm trying to use a hook word, and we'll talk about that too, like a hook word or something to get me into that. Hey, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Great. Is there a song about enter? Okay. Hey, we want God to open up our hearts. Great. Open up the heavens. I mean, whatever. So if there's a little hook, yeah, I'm so tired of that song. Okay, that's fine. or whatever it is. It's like, I'm going to talk about, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We read that in Revelation. Let's stand together and sing this great hymn of our faith. Holy, holy, holy. Great. You can start a cappella. You can start with a band. See, it's just, I'm getting you right on the on-ramp, you know, right where I'm going. Because you've had a fight with your husband or spouse, your kids just threw up in the backseat all their Cheerios, you know, on the way to church. People have heavy hearts because somebody's in the hospital that they love. And now we're going to try to gather all these chicks and all the wild cats that are over there and try to herd. It's like, okay, here we are. We're trying to focus for 1 hour. Can we pull all of that stuff in together? So I want to do that as quickly as possible and get people on. And then people come in late, and that's a whole other thing. But, hey, this is the earliest you've ever been late. Hey, great. Yeah, thanks for that. So, yeah. Let's keep rolling. So reading and smear, prayer for smooth transitions. Read and know your Bible well. So you get to know Jesus well. It's like, well, that's a very good pastoral thing for you to say, Dan. That's good. Immerse yourself as a leader, as a musician. Immerse yourself in the Psalms. Man, that's God's songbook. It's right in the middle. There's 150 chapters. It's the biggest book. Now, we don't have the tunings, obviously, but there's 150 songs that God wants us to know. They're not written all by David. Some written by Asaph, who was a musician in the Old Testament, written by a number of other people. But get to know them and practice reading them out loud so that when you want to say a comment or God might bring something to mind, you're saying Scripture or you're paraphrasing Scripture, which is much better than just using our own personal words. Okay? I've seen this too from working with a younger worship leader. Publicly, read at a slower than normal pace when you're speaking and reading Scripture together. So I can say, hey, enter his gates with thanksgiving, the courts with praise, give thanks to him in place. Just right back. Hey, I'm going to read that together. It's like, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Realize some people can't read very well. And I have to think that. It's like, I can read. Well, maybe other people can't. And people that have a hard time hearing, if we go by so things go so fast, they can't understand the words either. I usually have the words up on the screen for people to read, often in the beginning. So I might say a word, I might say a verse, but I usually have them up on the screen. Hey, let's just read this. I might read a verse like, hey, let's read this together in full voice. Let's read it together. And I'm just like, because I don't want them to read like this. So I give them permission, I'm giving them instruction, let's read this together in full voice as we praise God together. And they usually do. It's like, well, what time is it? You want me to sing? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a strange thing. We're asking people to sing at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, but, I mean, your rock concerts are starting at 10, 11 o'clock at night. That's when they, it's like, no, no. I mean, so we're completely opposite of the world. It's like, we get in the band there at 7 o'clock in the morning, tuning up and go, I need coffee. Yeah. It's also my band members have coffee. It's just like, oh man, I need coffee. So it's like, great, we'll get there. So we want to be awake in the Lord. So that's just good. So as you read, as you practice privately, that will help you in your transitions too. Scripture readings, a variety of scripture readings. So I can do that as a worship leader. This coming Sunday, I have one of my guys on the worship team. I'm having him read a scripture because I don't need to do everything myself. I can have the congregation. Hey, congregation, let's read this scripture together as we think about God's goodness. Now we're reading a couple verses to lead us into the next psalm. I might have two or three people read. Just have them on a mic. And it might be a senior citizen couple. Just have them read a section of scripture. Great. So now I'm pulling in a different generation. Maybe I'm bringing in a young kid. Maybe bring in a teenager. Maybe a college kid. Just different ways than we always do it. Like, what's different this week than was coming this week? And I have to do that myself. Executive pastor, he said, Dan, he says, hey, these couple services really kind of look similar. I said, because it's easy. I kind of get in the planning mode. It's like, okay, I got to do three songs. We're going to do this. Choir's going to sing. And offering, pastor's going to preach, a closing song. Well, how can I make that different? We have our own liturgy. We have our way we do our order of service at church. You know how you start. You know how you end. That's called liturgy. Just the order of things. Well, how can we make it fresh so it's not like, yep, it's 11:02, and he's gonna pray. All right, there we go. I mean, in the church I grew up in, you can literally do that. And teachers make fun. It's like, hey, Pastor, hey, welcome to the church. And so, yeah, it's like you could do it by your clock. It was just so rote. well, I want to make sure that I'm not doing that. But it's easy to fall into that when you're planning services every week. It feels like services come about every 3 days, you know, that you're planning. If you're, how many are worship planners, like you're planning services every week? Yeah, yeah, so you so understand that. Chuck Swindoll, who is a well-known preacher back in earlier, that's what his worship pastor said. He's like, yeah, planning services feels like it comes every 3 days because you're just doing a lot of stuff. All right, so that's scripture reading. Reading in full voice. You could do, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And then, bless the Lord who reigns in you, like that. Or, bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. And you just walk right into it. You don't say, let's sing. So, like, you just walked right into that. Worship his holy name. So that's an example. You can pray, like reading and prayer. Sometimes I'll ask one of our pastors, who's ever, just like, if you could finish with this thought, you know, thank God for his holiness. Thank God for for his great love for us. Because I'm going to roll right into a song about God's love for us. It's like, oh, that was really smooth. Yeah. So again, we're giving people direction and flow when we do that. Your voice tone is another important thing. Energy and excitement versus soft and reflective. You can say, praise the Lord, with energy. You want to say, God is near. It's like, well, that's good to know. maybe not that close, okay? You say, no, God is near us today. Feel the difference? So if we can, so again, if we're thinking, if we're preparing what we're going to say, hey, God is near, you know, take time to be holier. What a friend we have in Jesus. He is a great friend to us. What a friend we have in Jesus. See, just feel, so, and I'm not shouting, I don't want to be meek in this way either. The song is going, give me some sound, I got to hear. So we have to speak out, speak like to the last row. I want to talk to the person in the last row. But again, our tone and our style can be a little bit different. Okay? Any questions about reading or prayer? Maybe you have some other ideas. I always learn from these seminars, too, because other people have great ideas. Crickets. Great. Okay, glad you're engaged. Okay, good. All right? And you make some noise, play guitar or something, and help us out here when we, you know, it gets boring. Just raise your hands like, it's really boring, Dan. Okay, good. All right? Let's talk about smooth transition of service planning, just briefly, because a couple of you guys are planners. Write it out on the service order worksheets. Write it out so it's clear for your tech guys, for musicians, your pastors, what you want them to do. Practice everything. Good transitions are intentional, they're planned, and they're rehearsed. It begins with good song selections. Choose good songs about God's character, but they're scripture-based, not too repetitive. Word or theme connections. I like this. One of my mentors said, hey, where does this song take you? So whatever the order is, like, where does your heart lead you to the next thing? So that's just a good question for me. Where am I going? Bob Coughlin said, notice how songs begin and end lyrically. A word or a thought that's repeated from one song to the next can build a sense of continuity and minimize the need to say anything. I don't need to talk between the songs. Just tie it together with a word or with a theme or maybe even just a feel. For example, how deep the Father's love for us, his wounds have paid my ransom. Jesus paid it all to him I owe ransom. Okay, so there's a connection there. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we'll see how great is our God? Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. I didn't need to say a thing. What are we talking about? How great God is, right? So if we can find those connections, and as a musician, you may want to say, hey, worship leader friend, how great is our God? Really works with how great thou art. That might be a good combination for us sometime.
No, I'm sorry, I don't take any suggestions. I have them all from God.
No, we love to hear other suggestions. I love it. It's like, great, hey, my band's thinking, my singers are thinking about songs, or hey, here's a new song that we might want to try. So those are good things. Or sing the last line of a song, like praise the Lord the Almighty. It's like ponder anew. I love this. This is one of my favorite phrases of all of hymndom. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do if with his love he befriend thee. And they just roll right into a connection word. Or ever sing that last phrase and sing, ponder anew what the Almighty, just the last holy, holy. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. God in three persons. Just do that last phrase again. It's like, oh, well, that just made it a little bit different than the same way we've done the hymn for the last 100 years, literally. So those are just little ideas. And you can suggest that. You can suggest that to your band leader. Hey, what if we just repeated that line? So help. You can help to craft the service, too. Make sure we have enough time for all that stuff. Follow-up words, connection words, like holy, 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 rolling into, like Augusta, like, hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns, holy, holy, holy. So those are a couple for, or you could do, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, what a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is. Oh, hey, wow. And you could do that right in the middle of the song. Like, you don't have to finish the whole song until you have permission to. It's like, stop in the middle. Like, do a verse and then go into a new chorus. Oh, it just feels fresh. Not hard. We just have to think about that. So I try to capture these so I can remember myself. Or if I'm using the life word off of word crown. Like, you are the only king forever. Almighty God will lift you higher. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. So again, you know, you can do hymns. So I purposely am choosing like contemporary choruses with hymns. It's like, oh, we only sing hymns. Well, if you bring in a gentle, contemporary, scripture-based chorus, there's usually not. I'm not going to get a lot of flack for that. Now, you can say, well, you only did three hymns this week. You didn't do four. Yeah, I've had those comments too. But it's like, hey, we're trying to minister to the whole body. We have teenagers, and that's a gentle comment. Hey, we have a variety of music, we have a variety of people here. You know, different songs connect with different people's hearts. And so I know this is a song that's really meaningful to some friends, and so that's why we included that this morning. It's like, okay, that's a gentle answer. And you're also helping people understand, like, why aren't you just doing everything from the hymnal? Okay. I hope you don't have those people in your church. God scatters them throughout the churches. I wish God would put them all together in one church and let them go at it, but that's not. He didn't do that. So that's good. Let me talk to you about movement, about scripture, about moving smoothly. When the pastor or the worship leader is, you're finishing a song or you're coming up to announcement time, so your singer's like, Blessed Trinity, everybody sits down, and now here comes the person doing announcements. Have encouraged that person. It's like, da-da-da-da-da, thank you, maybe see that they're already on their way to the platform, or they're already on the platform. So think in terms of radio time. Like, hey, I wouldn't have this big blank space for 10 seconds. I mean, 5 seconds can feel like a semi-eternity. You're just like, one, two. Oh, I can get a couple yawns in there in 5 seconds. So, again, that's just, it's a transition that helps. We just have to think, hey, Fred, I need you to come. I'm going to look at you. I look at the pastor or the person who's going to announce. I'm doing the last song and the band's finishing up. I'll look at them and I'll just nod. It's like I'm encouraging them to move. Like, now, move now. We're done. I'm letting you know. I'm communicating with you. We're done. Please come on up. Right? So, and then I'll say, thank you, may be seated. Or maybe they say, thanks, be seated. That makes sense? Questions about that? How many people have people that are waiting, like they're starting from the back row because they're going to pray, and it's like, this is where I sit. It's like, this is my pew. I own this pew. do you have those long pauses or silences in church?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes? Oh, good. Thanks for being honest. Yeah. Like, everybody else has got smooth transitions. Like, okay, great. Good for you. But I think just helping people just like, oh, well, it just, like, we're wasting time. And I don't want to waste any time. If I have 60 minutes or 70 minutes, whatever this, like, I want to use every minute time well. I'm not going to kind of be weird about it, but I just want to make sure that we're capturing, we're not losing people's attention. I mean, every few seconds, you know, if you're watching TV or videos or whatever, it's like things keep changing. So that's our world, is that things are always in constant moving. So we want to make sure that things are smooth. Not that we have to be frantic, and we don't want to be frantic, but that we're being smooth when we do that. Right? You could have an extended praise time or prayer time, depending on your church culture. This I tell my band, please don't walk up like elephants. So if you tell them heel, toe, Now, so we're on carpet here, so it sounds smooth. Otherwise, it's like, as the pastor's praying, it's like, great, hey, you think the band's coming up? Yeah. So if we could even just do something similar, like be soft, you can tell people to, if you're walking softly during prayer time, or maybe you don't move during prayer time, that's okay, that's another thing too. But if you want your band in place, just tell them to walk slowly. It's like, oh, I got a drummer. He's like, oh, I got to get up there. I got to get up there. Take your time. Just really, you can move quickly, but you don't need to stomp, okay? No stomping. This is no stomping zone, all right? Let's do that. All right, let's talk about any questions on that, about moving or not moving or sitting or sleeping. Yeah. Okay, thank you for asking the question.
Sure. So usually when, like, worship's done, right, it's like, okay, we're done. Like, you don't really have to put anything away when you're on the keyboard, so you can just walk off. But the other people that probably have their guitars and stuff, they're still taking it off.
Yep.
And putting it on the thing and adjusting their mics. So it's like, should I, like, kind of wait for them and then we all kind of, like, move out, like, at the same time? Or, like, would it be rude if I just leave them and then they're still doing that and then the announcer comes up and then they, you know what I mean?
No, that's a great question. That is an awkward transition because as keys players, we're done. Have a good day. Like the 88s are still singing in front of us, or 62 or whatever you have at your church. And guitar players, you know, they go like this, like, check with the song guy, can I unplug? You know, whatever. That's always an awkward, or it can be awkward. I think if they do it smoothly and they're not flailing, you know, I think that's it's probably okay. I mean, I just walk off. Usually try to let some of the other band members walk off before me, even though I have probably the closest route. Whether it's, you know, I've got maybe a couple horn players or sax or violin or something. Maybe let them go first, or singers that are out in front. Rather than me rushing like I'm first, just let them walk off so there's movement happening, and then I'll follow them. So I'm being gracious, I'm being kind, allowing the team to move, and also gives the guitar. And the pastor's coming up, and he's just starting his announcements. So as long as there's not an awkward pause, like, now we're waiting for guitar players to put away their instruments. Brought to you by. Yeah. So that's a good question. And think, as long as they can do it quickly, you know, and smoothly, that would be good. And does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, yeah, but, you know, guitar players are like, I'm going to show them all 27 pedals. Okay, all right. So, but usually they can just, and if they have, and also if they have a stand for their guitars there, rather than it's like they're trying to put it down on the ground, we have stands for the guitars. Like, you can take off your acoustic's like, it's right there. You don't have to lay it down. Again, it may only take a couple of seconds, so it's like, you're right there. That make sense? Again, just, what can I do to make things smoothly and to help my musicians too? All right? Let's talk about musically a little bit. So if we have smooth transitions, let's use a similar musical phrase to a song, or you can use an instrumental to kind of feature an instrument. That's another way musically you can transition. If it has a similar a feel or style or a theme, that feels good. Avoid abrupt changes or mood shifting. Rather than going, it's like, what a friend we have in Jesus. It's like, whoa, I just musically slapped people. It's like, illegal, throw a penalty flag. That's right, because it wouldn't be prudent to do that. Would not good, all right? So think, all right, where it's like, but this is my favorite song. Grandma's here today, I got to do it. Well, let's see if we can set that up maybe a little bit smoother than that. That would be good. For example, you probably don't want to go from a really loud song to a really soft song. And even with announcements or an unrelated testimony or a prayer or a loud offering, all of those are abrupt changes. And so as you look through the order of service, as you look through the flow of the morning, or where are we taking people, what's happening, where are the handoff points? You know, like runner, if you're running a relay race, how am I passing off the baton to the announcement person or the person that's praying? How am I going to do that smoothly? So I kind of like that picture in my head. It's like you see people running the Olympics and they drop it. It's like, oh, it's terrible. And everybody notices. It's like, yeah, people notice if I drop a transition too.
maybe not, hopefully they're not going to fire me over a transition, but just that we're going to try to do it smoothly and think through those things well. So the tempo key and mood is important. It's usually easier to shift down in a tempo change. I think those relate to one of the questions. So you can do, open up the heavens, we want to see you. Show us your glory. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God. So you can do open, so you can drive a nip, but you can go right into praise. So you can use that word praise, so there's a connection. And I'm shifting down, just shifting down. That's okay, that feels good. I think it probably feels more awkward. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, open the heavens. It feels, it's like, well, what did you do to me musically? Now I could have played a transition in there, but it just feels awkward, don't you think? Good, I'm glad you agree with me. Okay, great. So I think just thinking through those things too. Fast to medium or medium to slow, if we take it that way, that seems to be a little bit smoother in terms of transition. The instruments, using one or two versus an entire band. So we often do a prelude. Our band will start, and we'll start a couple minutes before. It's usually what our opening song is going to be for the morning. So it's... bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Then the band will just keep going. Now they might play the chords. They're just going to hang right there and say, hey, good morning, everybody. Great to have you here. Scripture says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Or they may be playing the different chords of the opening. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. They might change three or four chords. I'll tell them ahead of time what I'm listening for, depending on how many verses I'm sharing, but often it's just like just a chord. And I'm not having the full band going, they're not rocking. So usually an acoustic player, maybe just the pads, maybe acoustic in the pads. Could be a piece of your piano player, just really easy. Bass player can just hang in there, maybe just, you know, they can drop a low note, but they're not going. Unless that's the feel that you're looking for. Now, hey, if we're starting to go into something that's really energetic, like, you are the only one forever. It's like, so I'm feeling, so if we're playing that as a prelude, then I still have to keep that. Hey, good morning. God is the King and King over all the earth. Let's stand together and worship Him. You are the only King forever. So I'm just keeping that energy rather than going, stop, restart the band back up again. Because notice it's like trying to push the boulder back up the hill. So whether you're starting softly, but I'd still drop the band. I would have them play softer, so I'm not going, good morning! Yeah, it's like, God is King! It's like, okay, great. We know it's just like, hey, I'm still trying to wake up from the coffee thing this morning, all right? So, again, transition. You know, what are we doing? What's the feel? How we want to start the service? We can start soft, and we can start, usually I try to start a little bit more up and energetic just to try to get the cobwebs going. I mean, get them out of their head. So, again, under scripture reading or prayer, and then if we're rolling into a song, I mean, scripture reading, if you just have the acoustic or the pad player, and sometimes the electric guitar player can just do swells, just real gentle things like that. So they're not completely out of the loop in playing, but then we can roll into a new rhythm, or I can roll right into the next song. That make sense so far? Okay. Try to be sensitive and support what's being said. Like, if the pastor's being really soft and reflective, it's probably not a good time to rock out. I know, but sometimes we're just kind of insensitive musicians. Like, well, yeah, but that's our next tune, dude. All right, well, yeah, well, hold on. Let him get through that first. You can repeat a rhythmic phrase or a harmonic progression from the old key to the new key. So I think that was part of your question. Like, hey, how do we get into, like, if there's not music for it? Doesn't really matter. You can just probably use the chords that are within that song, and depending on how you want to start, if you're starting at the verse or the chorus, you know, sometimes I'll have them play the verse chords, but usually the first two, three, maybe four chords. You know, what are the first four bars? And just loop that. Just play it again. Just repeat that. Loop means repeat. Just do that. It's like, now I can roll right into, it's like, bless the Lord, whatever. Just roll right into that. Now, if you're starting with the chorus of a song, you may want to start with the four chords of the chorus,
or two chords. Maybe you're just, you know, you're just doing this, even to the suspension, nothing fancy. Everybody can do this on the keyboard, not a problem. And then you can roll right into the song. Okay? But you don't want to do this for 5 minutes because you're like, dear Lord, do something. Okay? Boring 101 church was like, okay. Thank you. Okay, great. Oh, suspension. Oh, glorious. But so change the sound. Now Silas this morning when he was playing, he changed some chords very tastefully, and he didn't just stay on one chord the whole time. Sometimes he used he just held on to a note. Just keeping an F on top. So your ear kind of is like, oh, it's musically tied in. Talk about that in a minute. It's like, what did you just do? I'll just show you a sec, right? Keep it simple rhythms too, especially if people are talking, and don't feel like you have to play under everything. Sometimes I'll just ask God, am I supposed to play over this or not? Sometimes from a pastor, he'll just say, he'll tell me ahead of time, I want you to play, or I want you to play background music behind that, or they call it underscore. If you go into technical terms, like, hey, just play behind me. It's like,